of your averus, like by showing mercy, by showing kindness to the poor. And to have a arko lishlepsoch, like you should be clean from your averus like. Right, then the Gemara says, Uksiv, the next pasuk says, Koilo metoa al Nebuchadnezzar malko. Like all these things came upon Nebuchadnezzar. Then the next pasuk says, Uksiv, it says, Liktsos yarchin treinasar, that it came that at the end of 12 months. See, the Rashi says that it took 12 months, and then first came upon him his peronius, his punishment. So you see that by doing tshuva, certain tzchusim, this can protect him for 12 months. So Mora says no, that liyoy lom ril yataya mishne goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Liyoy lom Rabbi Shmuel. The Yashka Chron, he found the posik, the Yoma that says, utani. Like Rashi said, as he found the posik, Rashi said, it talks about harocha zman, kloyme mikro kosov, shakonosh baruch hu marach zman, ad gimu pomim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes lengthens it even three times this amount. So therefore, three times a year is 3 years. So that's the Shita in our Mishnah. That sometimes it could be saved even for 3 years. The what? The Chsiba says, Koyamar Hashem, Ashloisha Pisha Yedoim. Like for three Averis of Edom, in other words, even three times. Sounding more said before, my Apo Pisha and Raila Dover, when he wanted to bring a Rai at least for 1 year, why did he say, it's not a clear proof? Why isn't it a clear proof? But he only said rather it's only a Zeich L'dover. So where it says, because Dil Mishani Yevdik Chav, it may be going by different. So Lei Mifkad Dino Alayu, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't bring the punishment right away. So therefore, by Goyim, there wouldn't be a proof of the fact that Hashem waited 12 months. Because maybe by Goyim, Hashem doesn't give the punishment right away. Or by a Jew, it could be Hashem does give the punishment right away. So therefore, it is not 100% proof from a Goy to a Jew. V'akoporim, that's the maskona that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. And sometimes chusam could protect her even up to 3 years. All right, we'll stop here. You holding daf chof aleph omer aleph again on top. Okay, the last gemara was we had a shaila. Mishnah says that amol esoita she could be a matzol even though she did this nus if she has chusim it could save her for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. And the pshat is, it depends how much Torah she has. If she has a lot of schusim, she could be safe for 3 years. So the question is, the last man, the Yomim only said, at the most they could be safe this for 1 year. Like last Rabbi Shmuel brought a raya from Nebuchadnezzar, that Daniel said he could be safe for 1 year. Like if he does tshuva, if he acts nice now to the Aniyim, he'll be safe for 1 year. So again, that's what Tapu says again. Hey, to every arkelish lusechom, oksiv koloi motel, nebuchadnezzar malko, oksiv luksod yachin, train eso. That at the end of 12 months. So the kid says, since Nebuchadnezzar did toiv, he was safe for 12 months. So our Mishnah says he could be safe for 3 years. So who does our Mishnah go like? So Gemarain says, li'olam Rabbi Yishmoel. I'll tell you really our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yishmoel. The Yashkach Kroh, and Rabbi Shmuel found the Pasuk, the Yomar, Utini, it says it once and twice. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Al Shloishop Shayedim, Al Shloishop Shayedim. So Mashma, that even though Namal, you can be saved for 1 year, he found another Pasuk that says he can be saved for 3 years. So therefore, it's possible that because of his Chush, he can be saved for 3 years. Then the Gemara says, Umayapa Pisha and Raila Dover. What does it mean, even though it's not a complete proof for Nebuchadnezzar, but Zeich L'Dover there is, why not? So Gemara says, Dil Meshan Yodik Chovim, it could be by Goyim, it's different, to Le'mifka the Dini Olayu. It could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not pay them back in this world so fast for the averus that they did. Like Rashi says, Ein Memarin Min HaShemayim Lifka Davinoisom, Hashem does not go to pay back the Goyim for their averus, but Yodim Azeh on this world. Because it could be Hashem Amol waits to pay them back in Gehenna better. Abu mi Yisrael, but from a Jew, Mimarin li pora v'ilam azeh, Hashem likes to pay them back better on this world, therefore they'll have a better Elam Habo. Or medatikin achrayim. Therefore it's not 100% proof of the fact that Hashem waited 1 year with Nebuchadnezzar, that by Saiter also, if she has chusim, she could be saved for a year. But zeich l'dover it is. But this is really what we're holding now. Then the Mishnah says, V'yeis chus toile gimel shonim. Sometimes the Saita, this Isha, even though she has to drink the Mehamorim, and even though really she did have znus, that really when she drinks the water then she should be killed, like a stomach should burst, but the Mishnah says that she has certain schusim, that she has certain like mitzvahs, that could protect her for 3 years, that it could be the water won't take effect for 3 years. So the Gemara says, schustamai, what type of a schusim, what type of a mitzvah could an isha have to protect herself? Elaim, if you want to tell me schus to Torah, the fact that the isha herself learns Torah, so the schus that she learns Torah, that could protect her. That even though she did this nus, and really she deserves to be killed from this water, but maybe the schus of Torah will protect her. And this the Gemara says no. Ho'eina mitzuvah v'yaisa. I'll tell you, soita an isha, any isha, they're not mitzuvah to learn. Ho'eina mitzuvah v'yaisa. So since they're not mitzuvah v'yaisa, they don't have that many schusim. It's not such a big thing for an isha to learn Torah. She doesn't have that much schusim, it can't protect her. So Mar says, Ela schus de mitzvah. Elamite means that she's a tzadekis, that she does a lot of mitzvahs. So you could have an isha that does a lot of mitzvahs, so the mitzvahs will protect her. That now when she drinks the meha morim, it won't harm her. So Gemara asks, no, schus de mitzvah mi migna, kuli hai. Could the schus the merits of doing mitzvahs, could that protect her so much? For your Tanya would learn like this. Ezu Dorosh Reb Menachem Reb Yossi. Reb Menachem Reb Yossi dash in the Pasuk like this. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. That what a mitzvah is like a ner, but Torah is the or, is the light. That Tolo HaKosev Es HaMitzvah v'Ner. The Pasuk puts a mitzvah doima to a ner, to a candle. V'Yes HaTorah the or, and the Torah, that's doima to the light, to the sun, to the real light. So Es HaMitzvah v'Ner, what does it mean to say that a mitzvah is like a candle, like a ner? Loim Elohim comes to teach us Ma Ner, just like a ner, a candle. Eina magina el lefishah. How long can it light? It only lights for a certain amount of time, that's all? Not that long? So if so, af mitzvah eina magina el lefishah. The same thing by doing mitzvahs, it could only protect you for a little amount, that's all, not too long. If so, but then via satara bior, but the Pasuk says Torah, that's diamond to the real or. Loimelach comes to teach us, ma or, just like the light, is megin, or somehow the gear se meyer liyelum, is the sun lights up forever, or lights up the whole world, is af Torah the same way as somebody has the schus of learning Torah, megin liyelum, it protects her forever. So if so, over here by Yisaita, the question is, how could she have a schus to protect her so much just from doing mitzvahs alone? Mitzvahs don't protect you so long. Elamai, the schus of limud haTorah, that's where we're going. Anisha is not mitzvah. She doesn't have a chiyuv to learn Torah. Like with Dash and the Pasuk, v'limadtem oisim es b'neichem. So with Dash and v'lo yes b'neiseichem. A person has a chiyuv to teach his son and not to teach his daughter. There's no chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah. And the klal is that ainu mitzvah v'yaseh, if you're not mitzvah, you don't have to do the mitzvah, your reward is not so great. So back to the kasher, where does the seita get such a merit to protect herself? For yoimah, then the pasuk says like this, v'yisalechecho tan choyscho, when you're walking, you'll protect you. V'yisalechecho tan choyscho, what does that mean? Zeh oilom azeh. That this pasuk goes on limud haTorah, that a person that has Torah, it will protect him in this world. When you go to sleep, will watch over you. Zumisa means even b'shas misa, so the Torah will protect you. Then the pasuk says the ends of yakitzoisa. He says tichecha, that even when you wake up, like it'll be your talking. What does that mean? Losad lavoi means when you wake up, liosad lavoi, the schus of the Torah will protect you. So mashal, this is an example. Li adam shayim halach bishan laila. A man that was walking through the darkness of the light in the night time. The darkness of the night. V'yafel, it was very dark outside. Or misyara, when a person walks in the roads late at night when it's dark, he's afraid of a few things. He's afraid of misyara min akaitzer, from the thorns, or min apchosim, Rashi says gumais, from the holes in the ground, or min habarkanim, other type of thorns, or mechayiro, you're afraid of a wild animal, or min alistim, you're afraid of robbers. You also did not know which road to go. So walking at night, that's what happened. Let's say somebody has a torch in the road. So then, you're saved then from the thorns, from the holes, from the other type of thorns, like if you could see a little bit, you won't bump into thorns, you won't fall on the floor. But for Yadayim Yisior Mechayiro, you're still afraid of wild animals that go out at night. For Menalistim and for the robbers that are there at night. You still don't know which is the right road to go. But Kivon Sha'ola Omar HaShachar, when it comes in the morning that the sun starts to come up, then Nitzel Mechayiro, then you're safe from everything. Then you're safe from Chayiro, from wild animals. For Menalistim, the robbers don't come anymore when it becomes day already. But a person still does not know which road to go. Like still, even though it's light now, but he doesn't know the right way to go. When he comes to the highway, he comes to where the road splits, and there he recognizes which is the right road to go. Then nitzamikulam. Then he's safe from everything. So this is the mashal of Torah, that if you only have mitzvahs, it's like a small light, it protects you a little bit. But what protects you a lot, that's the limud haTorah. So again, we're back to the kasha, that since an isha does not have this chus of limud haTorah, what will protect the soita so much that the water won't affect her? Dabarachar, another pshat is like this in the braisa. Dabarachar, aveira mecha b'mitzvah. If a person does an aveira, even though he has mitzvahs, it could wipe out the mitzvah. It could like take away the scha, the reward, of the mitzvah, like Rashi says. Avera mechaber, Rashi says, cha mitzvah. Even though first you did mitzvahs, but then if you do an avera, it could take away, wipe away the reward. But v'ein avera mechaber Torah. But by doing an avera, won't take away the reward that you deserve for learning Torah. Shenem, the pasuk says, mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabes es ava. A lot of water can't take away this ava, this love. And it goes on, the limud haTorah, that even if you do averus, it won't take away the reward you get for the Torah. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, be'idna di'asik bo. When you are doing the mitzvah itself, when you're working and doing the mitzvah, magina, it protects you then from yisurim. You won't get any pain, any yisurim then. Umatzlo. It also saves you not to do averus. Yeah, the Rashi says, "Vayna lefishor for a certain amount of time that megana min ayisurim, it protects you from yisurim, from getting punishment. Umatzola miyetzahara, it saves you from the yetzahara. Shliach shilenu lechet, it won't let you do averus. Hey, when you're doing the mitzvah itself, it protects you from Yisurim and from the Yetzirah. But the Idna de Layasik Bo, when you're not doing the mitzvah, after you finish doing the mitzvah already, then we say, Igune Megana, it'll protect you from Yisurim, but Atzule Le Matzlo, it won't save you from the Yetzirah, it won't protect you enough from the Yetzirah. But Torah, for somebody that has the schus of Limita Torah, then the Idna de Yasik Bo, whether at the time when you're actually learning the Torah, whether the time that you're not learning the Torah, even after you finish learning, Megano Matzlo, it'll protect you from the Yisurim, you won't get punishment, and it'll also protect you a certain amount from the Yetzirah. It won't be so easy for the Yetzirah to get you. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. On this, Maskev Lo Rabba. Yeah. Right, Maskev Lo Rabba. Rabba is something Rava. Maskev Lo Rava. Elo mayativ so doyig v'achitayful. We have a kasha on doyig v'achitayful. Mi loy aski b'Torah. Didn't they learn Torah? So my loy hegin olayu. How come they came to do averus? They did to do. They went kineged David HaMelech. If they learned Torah first, how come the Torah didn't protect them that they should not go after the Yetzirah? So Torah has to be like this. Elo amar Rav. Rava says like this. That Torah, when you're learning Torah, the Yidna the Yasek Bo, when you're actually learning the Torah, then true. Magino Matzla, it'll protect you from Yisurim, and you won't listen to the Yetzirah. But the Yidna the Loyasek Bo, but after you got finished learning, when you finish learning, then the Torah is only Aguni Magno. It'll protect you from Yisurim. You won't get special punishment min Hashemayim, you won't get. But Atzumi Le Matzla, but it won't save you from the Yetzirah. It doesn't take away the Koyach of the Bechira. It's still possible for the Yetzirah to get a hold of you, like it happened by Doig and Machetofel. Ma'ashen kein mitzvah, just by doing mitzvahs, Bein b'yidna v'yasek bo, bein b'yidna v'yasek bo, and by the time you're actually doing the mitzvah, or even after you finish the mitzvah, aguni megana, the most they could do is only protect you from yisurim. You won't get pain, you won't get punishment. But atzumi le'matzlo, but mitzvahs cannot save you from the Yetzara. It doesn't save you that the Yetzara won't have a shliter over you. Ravina Marvina says, Li'erlam schus terer. Ravina comes back, no. But we still don't have a teretz. Where's the schus of a soita? So Ravina wants to say, yes, this soita could have a schus of limera terer. Ah, you the kamra, that you said before, Eina mitzuba v'yosa, an isha lady doesn't have a chiyuv to learn Torah. So even if she learns Torah, it's not such a big reward. How come her learning would protect her from the mehamorim? The Mora says, no, nehi difkudi lemifkada, true, she herself is not mechuyuv to learn herself Torah, but the agra demakrin omasnaya benayu, but for the reward that she works on her children, that her sons should learn Torah. V'nakra nula gavrayu, and the wives wait for the husbands to come home. Adiyosim ebay medrosha, they don't give the husbands a hard time, but adarabah, they encourage the husbands to go learn Torah. So niloi palgam badayu, don't the wives get half of the reward? So it comes out, the wife could get the reward of limud haTorah, the fact the wife is mechazik a husband to go learn Torah, and the wife is mechazik her own children to learn Torah. So therefore, it's possible that a soita should have the schus of Torah. So therefore, that's Kranah Mishnah. And it depends upon how much she helped the husband, how much she helped the children, whether the schus will only be Torah for 1 year, for 2 years, or for 3 years. But it's possible Maskmas, the schus of the Torah, should be safe for 3 years. Now the Gemara goes back, what's the pshat for my precious rochim? What was the moshul it said, when it comes daytime, that was learning the Torah. But what's something greater than that? The precious drachim, you come to the highway, you know which way to go. What's the moshul of ruchnis? So Amar Rav Chizda says, "Zeh Talmud Chacham b'yom Misa." That means the Talmud Chacham, even by the Yom HaMisa. That means like this, if a person learns Torah, you can never tell. It's still possible to do Averis, it's still possible to change at the end and become a Rosha. But if a person is a Talmud Chacham up until his Yom HaMisa, that's called Prashas Rochim. Then he knows for sure he's on the right road, the Yetzara can never get him. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar, Zeh Talmud Chacham v'Yiras Chet. That means true, he's a big Talmud Chacham, he learned a lot of Torah, but that alone won't save him from the Yetzara. What's going to save him from the Yetzara is the Yiras Chet. If he's afraid to do an Avera, that will save him, like Rashi says. Zochol l'Yiras Chet, achash zochol l'Torah. After you were zeicha for Torah, then you zeicha to have Yiras Chet, nitzo mikulon. That's the finishing touch. Then you'll be safe from everything. Sha'atorim alam dosa divrei mitzvah v'divrei issa. The Torah you learn teaches you what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. U'mimashu tzorch lifrash, what you have to stay away from. And v'yiras chet, ma'neyem alirdof v'acha yitzroi. And if you have yiras chet, that will stop you. You won't go after your yitzhara. So that's called the finished person that is a Talmud Chacham and a Yiras Chet. Mazut Rama Mazutu says, Zeh Talmud Chacham, the Salag Le Shmaita to Aliba Dilchasa. It means a Talmud Chacham, they know how to Paskin Alocha. He knows how to come to the Maskona, a clear Maskona. Like Rashi says, Vochikom Alom. Omud Ashach and Nisum in Achaya, Zochel Atar Nisum Yitzorah, Omenachet, Vadayin, and Yodeya Bizderach Malach. Even after you Zochel to learn Torah, you're not sure you're learning the right way. When you're coming out to the right psak, im yiskash yisayu min hashemayim l'skabel devor ben chaveroin l'oros kalochu kemishvat. You don't know for sure that people will accept what you're saying and if you're going to pass in the right way. But egiel apashas rochem kloimar zochu l'kach. If you're ready zeicha that people listen to what you say and you're saying the right psak, then nitzu mikulam. That's the gemara. That's the finishing touch. Then for sure you're on the right road. Dovarach, another pshat in the first brisa was that we said avera mechabe mitzvah. What does it mean if you do an avera, you could take away, could burn out the reward of a mitzvah? But v'yein avera mechabe Torah. But if you do an avera, it cannot take away the reward of the limud haTorah. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yosef, Dorsha Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef l'hai kro kisinai. That Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef dash in this posik ramish very strong. Like Sina means like a strong, sharp, kurz, sharp. V'ilmolei doshua doig v'achiteifel, hochi. And if doig v'achiteifel would have also dashed this posik, the same way Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef dashed the posik, lo'irot v'bosa David, they would have never ran after David HaMelech. they wouldn't have been right of him, they wouldn't have done the chet that they did. Because the Pasuk says by David HaMelech in Tehillim, Leymar Elohim Ozu, that they saw, Doeg V'Chetoifel saw that Hashem left David, and therefore he has no Moschusim anymore, and therefore they have a right to run after him. Drashi, Kachla Yo'imrim Olav, that's what they used to say upon David, that Elohim Ozvu, Hashem left David. Why? They thought Shavu Al Eshesish, because David lived with an Eshesish, with Vasheva. And therefore we won't get punished for the fact we're going to run after David, because he has no Moschusim anymore. That's what they thought. But my Darshu, what did Rabbi Nachman Darshin? That's what they Darshin. That you're not supposed to see a nervous David, not supposed to have his nus, live with an Eshesish. So therefore, like Hashem went away from David, therefore they weren't afraid. But the Heinei Yodim, they did not know though, Shaveira Mechabe Mitzvah. The Yaveira maybe can only take away the reward of a mitzvah. But Vien Aveira Mechabe Torah. But Aveira, even if you want to say what David did was called an Aveira, even though we had in the Gemara and Shabbos says that the Chet David did wasn't really a Chet, but even if whatever you want to say it was, but the klal is an Aveira cannot be Mechabe Torah. So therefore, since David HaMelech had this chus of limerat Torah, then you can't go kineged David. So that's why David HaTofel made a mistake by going against the David HaMelech. By the my boys your voice aloy. What does the pasuk in Shir Hashirim mean? Boys your voice aloy. They despised it. Boys your voice aloy. Is Amar Ula Ula said like Shimon Achay Azariah, not like Shimon the brother of Azariah, for like Rabbi Yechon in the Bein Nesia. And not like Rabbi Yechon that was in the Bein Nesia like a prince. Ela ke Hillel v'Shavna, but rather to be like Hillel and his brother Shavna. To Chiyosu Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Omri said like this: Hillel v'Shavna achai hevi. Hillel and Shavna were two brothers. Hillel asik v'Torah. Hillel used to learn Torah the whole time. Shavna obed iska, and Shavna used to go to work. Used to be business. Used to make money. That's what Shavna used to do. Is l'sayf at the end? Omalei to nariv liflug. At the end, Vaisla Shavna told to Hillel, come, let me support you, and I want you to divide up your schar limudat Torah. Give me half of your limudat Torah. And Rashi says, Hillel asik b'Torah mitoch oini rav. He was very, very poor. Like the Gemara Numa talks about it, he couldn't pay his way in to the Beis HaMedrash. He was very poor, Hillel. So therefore, now Shavna said, Hillel, let me give you money, let me be liflug, and let me divide up your reward. On this, Yotzes Abaskel, Abaskel went out Yomer and said, no, even if somebody give me all the money, I won't take it. That was Vaistois. Hillel did the right thing, Vaistois. But Hillel did not want to take the money from his brother. Hillel wanted rather to be mefarnes by himself. So there's the other two, what the more I mean to say, Shimon Achai Azariah, let's go to Yudin Ben Nisiyah, like Rashi says, Shimon Achai Azariah Tanhu. The Mishnah Kamaisa the Zvachim, he's brought down in the first Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim, for Lima Torah Idei Ochiv. There was a case of Yisachin Zvulin, Shoy Oysuk from Akhtiyo, Kadei Shechalek Peschus Bimud Yishol Shimon, that Shimon had a brother Azariah. Azariah used to make money and used to support Shimon. So there, the Kachul Nikra Shem Azariah Yochiv. Therefore, Shimon doesn't have the schus for himself. He's called Shimon Achai Azariah. He's called the brother of Azariah because he had to split his reward with Azariah. And the same thing with Yochanan and the Vein Nisiya, and the Vein Nosai, the prince, the king, he accepts the money from the people. So also he got schusim, he has to pay back to the people that help him out. Mashenkin Hillel did not take anything. Hillel stayed poor and learned only on his own schusim, did not want to take from other people. That's the Poshag of Boiz Yevoizaloi. Then the Mishnah said again, Oimer ben Azar ben